Is Fat Joe a scam? Seriously, that's a major question, and I get it. If you're looking at Fat Joe for the first time, or maybe even the 10th time, you may be considering, is this a scam? There are a lot of people out there who claim to do some of the stuff that Fat Joe does, and then, I mean, what does Fat Joe, not the rapper Fat Joe, I'm talking about FatJoe.com. What do they have to know about writing and link building and all that type of stuff? Well, welcome to Traffic Keys, everyone. I am your host, Atiba, and that's today's topic. We're going to look at Fat Joe. And if you are a business owner and you're looking to drive more traffic to your website, you want to drive more traffic to your website, which you should, and you want to do it organically, then you are in the right place. Welcome, because today we're going to be talking about Fat Joe, which helps you with really two sides of your SEO and several different pieces of the keys to traffic. Now, as you know, I talk about the keys of traffic all the time. That's what we talk about here on Traffic Keys. And there are three keys to traffic. The first one is understanding your audience. Fat Joe doesn't really help you with that one, but that's okay, because that's on you to do. And that's, we spend a lot of time doing that together here on this channel. The second one is creating content for that audience. Fat Joe definitely can help you with this one, and I'm going to show you how today. And then the third is your SEO, and specifically your on-page and your link building. Because Traffic Keys will help you with, it's not Traffic Keys, it's not me, Fat Joe. Because Fat Joe will help you write content, they definitely help you with your on-page SEO. But then they also can do link building for you, which will help you with your off-page SEO. Sound too good to be true? Yeah, it might. But let's dive in anyway. I want to kind of show you, I keep saying Traffic Keys. I want to show you Fat Joe here. But before I do, hey, if you're used to me stumbling over my words and you're enjoying it here and you've been learning some stuff, or even if you're brand new, do me a favor, hit that like and subscribe button, and don't forget about that bell to find out about more videos where I'm going to teach you about the keys to traffic while stumbling over my words and having my phone go off in the middle of my talks. So that's what we do here. I try to keep it real with you guys, try to let you know, the stuff that I've learned over really the last 15 plus years being in the SEO and traffic industry for businesses. All right, so let's dive in. This is the Fat Joe website today. And you know, it says SEO on demand, link building on demand, blah, 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 copywriting on demand. Great, wonderful. Okay, as we scroll down, you'll see their core services here. They do blogger outreach, and you're gonna ask me a question, what the heck is blogger outreach? Well, I'm gonna answer all of these, and we're gonna talk about all of these in very brief detail, and then we'll come back later and dive into some more about how they actually do it, okay? But blogger outreach basically is link building, all right? Now, the rules of link building state you cannot pay someone to publish your link on their website. According to Google, that's against terms of agreement with Google, and they frown upon that. They're not happy with you if you do that. So you cannot pay someone to put your link on their website. However, you can pay someone to write a blog article and include you in that blog article. And by including you, they'll put a link to your website in that blog article. That's actually legal. And that's perfectly fine. So that's what blogger outreach is, okay? Niche edits. Now, niche edits are different than blogger outreach, although similar, but niche edits have a particular benefit in that, let's say you're in, it doesn't really matter what niche you're in, to be honest with you. Whatever niche you're in, what Fat Joe does is they go out and find bloggers who've already written about that niche, who already have an article written that has traffic going to it currently, and then they ask them to make an edit to their article to include information about you, some service you provide, or your thought on a topic, whatever it may be, to include you. The upside of niche edits over blogger outreach is blogger outreach is a brand new article. So that brand new article still has to get indexed. It still has to start getting traffic before it starts sending you traffic. Whereas with niche edits, you're going after articles that are already written, that are already established, that already have traffic. So that's really, really cool. But they can also do blog writing for you and for your own website, or website copywriting for the other parts of your website. They'll also write articles for you and press releases. Okay, they'll do some keyword research for you and local citation building. They do an awful, awful lot. And they even get into doing some graphic design in the infographic space, et cetera, et cetera. Okay, now that's a lot of what Fat Joe does. But I know you're sitting here and you're saying, okay, is this just another review video? No. And I should have said this in the out front. This is not just another review video. Okay, because as we jump in here, I want you to see, these are my current orders. I currently have an order with Fat Joe. And he said, okay, dude, you currently have an order with Fat Joe. That's cool. But here's what I also want to show you here under my archived orders. Look at all of these orders here. I've been using Fat Joe for a while. Okay. So I'm not telling you this. I'm not reviewing Fat Joe from the perspective of, ooh, I heard about Fat Joe. Let's go talk about what they do. I've actually used Fat Joe and received benefits. Okay. Their stuff works. Now, is it perfect? No. And I want to be clear with you on this. I want to be extremely, extremely clear with you, especially when you're talking about link building. You don't know the links that you're going to build that are going to yield you the most bang for your buck. Point in fact, there was an article that we did about 2 years ago for a client. And we went out to do some link building for this article. And I was on Fat Joe, and I actually had them do some niche edits at that time for this particular client. Okay. And for whatever reason, I had a credit with them or something. And so I was able to throw in a niche edit from, you know, that I didn't think it was going to be worth a lot. And you'll understand what I mean in just a minute. So I bought 3 niche edits for this one article in this particular month. Okay. 3 months later, 2 of those niche edits that I did, the ones that I went out and thought, oh yeah, these are going to be the ones that are actually going to drive some traffic to this website. They were driving about 10% of the traffic. That third niche edit that I did, the one that it was kind of just thrown in there because I had a Fat Joe credit and I was just going to use it with this for this client. Yeah, that one was driving major, major, major traffic. That's just the way it is. You don't know. So link building is always a gamble. It doesn't matter who you use or what your method is. It is always a gamble. Some links will work really well and some won't. Period. Dot. So anybody who is out there promising you that, oh, I'm going to build you links and they're definitely going to drive traffic to your website, they're lying. You cannot predict that. You cannot predict it. Okay. All right. So let's move on. I'm going to look at a couple of Fat Joe services with you guys today. And I'm going to say, I say these are the most popular because these are the most popular for what I use. And this is where Fat Joe kind of started. Okay. So they've built a lot of services on top, but these are some of their core things here. So the first one here is the blogger outreach. So the blogger outreach, it's priced by the domain tier that you want to purchase. And this is what I was saying, and the niche edits work the exact same way. This is exactly what I was saying about the articles that, or the niche edits that I bought for that client for that particular article a couple of years ago. So we came in here, and as you see, it's priced by the domain authority of the site that you want your to point back to you, okay, for the backlink, okay? So I typically buy DA30 or DA40. Now, what you want to do is figure out what your domain rating is or your domain authority is and buy links that are, not buy links, excuse me, by do blogger outreach. Excuse me, let me use the correct term. Don't gonna get in trouble. blogger outreach on sites that have a greater domain authority than yours. Okay, so that site that I was we did a couple years ago. I think they were in the mid 20s for their domain authority. So we were buying 30s and 40s for them. 30s and 40s, right? So I bought 130 and 140 for them, thinking, okay, those will be good. Those will help it. Those will drive some traffic and everything else. I thought those would be great. The credit I had was either a DA10 or a DA20. Okay, I don't remember, to be honest, right now. It was either DA10 or DA20. And I just bought it. And it said, yeah, it probably is not going to yield a lot. And it yielded a ton. It yielded a ton. So the first thing that I want to share with you is when you're doing link building, when you're doing blogger outreach, and you're looking at the money that you have and the budget that you have to spend on this, you don't have to go all the way up to a DA 50 plus. You can get a range of different articles at different levels because you don't know which one is going to work. What I can tell you is you have a better chance of the higher domain authority sites driving more quality traffic to you. You have a better chance. However, you just don't know. You just don't know, okay? So I've bought niche edits from them at all different levels of domain authority, and they've worked. I've bought DA10s that have worked well, and I've bought DA50s that have been duds. It's not their fault. It has to do with the traffic and just your industry. Okay, it cannot be predicted. It cannot be predicted. So that's one of the things that I have to stress with you when you're using a service like Fat Joe, is that when you're doing blogger outreach, don't come in here and just plan on buying one thing. Don't buy just one article. If you have a budget, figure out how you can spread that budget and get the most bang for your buck with your budget. Okay. Don't say, well, I've got, you know, if you're here in the US, I've got $482. And so I'm just going to buy one DA50. No, if you got $482, spread it over these other levels as well. Get more links than just the one. Get more, buy more if you can. Okay. So now the question that people ask all the time is, okay, so if I choose a DA30 site, do I get to choose which site? I know there's some services out there that allow you to choose which site that you can get your article on. That's not the way Fat Joe works. Now, I'll be honest with you and tell you, I'm not naming any names right now, but I have used those sites as well. And I keep coming back to Fat Joe because somehow or the other, when I choose the site that I want to get do blogger outreach with, somehow or the other, none of those sites ever seem to work as well as I think they should. Ever. And I mean ever. And I bought hundreds and hundreds of links. And ever. And that's why I keep coming back to Fat Joe. That's why I keep coming back over here. Okay? Next is the niche edits. And we kind of talked about this a little bit. One of the things that I do like with Fat Joe is they will give you a bit of a video on most of their products to kind of tell you what it is. What it is and what it does, okay? But same thing here. You've got the different tiers, and you pay based on the tier. And again, take your budget and spread it over as many tiers as you can. As a matter of fact, I even take my budget and spread it over multiple products. So I may buy a blogger outreach and two niche edits, or two niche edits and one blogger outreach, depending on the budget. Okay, depending on the budget. So those are two services. I use them all the time. Love them. They do a great job for me. The next thing that I want to show you guys here is their writing services. So they've now split these off into two types of writing services. It used to just be writing, you know, like blog writing. Now they do copywriting and also blog writing. And there are two different levels for each. So either the basic or the pro. This is like anything else with writers and even with the links. Yes, the pro is going to cost you more, but that doesn't mean it's going to be better. If I am getting writing done, I'm going to say, hey, I need three, four, five articles done. I will split it over pro versus the basic level. And sometimes, and I've seen this, I've seen where the basic level has outperformed the pro, and I've seen where the pro has outperformed the basic. So let's take a look at this a little closer here. The basic writing level here is based on the number of words that you want in your article. You get to dictate that and you pay based on that. So a 250 word article, okay, blog, $13. You really can't beat that, guys. You really can't beat that. When you consider most blog articles are going to come in around closer to between 500 and 750 words. So if you go to 750, it's still only $40. That's not bad. That's not bad at all. That's not bad at all for the basic blog writing. Okay. Now, when you step up to the pro, the pro here, the price does go up some, and they do a little bit more work for you with the pro. Okay. They're doing more work to try to make sure that the article that they write for you not only is a good article, but also is going to meet some pretty stringent SEO standards. I know that they also use a Surfer SEO, which is one of my favorite tools. It's actually my one and 1A. I don't know. I call it, some days I call it my favorite. Some days I call it my second favorite tool. It really is way up there as one of my favorite tools, Surfer SEO. Okay. By the way, I've got links to all of this stuff down below too, so you can get your link to Fat Joe. It is an affiliate link. I'm just full disclosure. Okay, full disclosure. It is affiliate link, so I do get a tiny little cut if you decide to use them. But I'm recommending them not because I get a cut. I'm recommending them because, as you saw, I use these guys all the time. Okay, so their website copywriting pro or their blog writing pro, I think they're both the same price here, going all the way up to 2,000 words. You know, you're talking just over 10 cents a word, which is about market rate for a decent writer. And that's okay. This is great. This is great. The upside, I'm going to show you this now. I'm going to place an order here for the writing. The upside here is you come in and you tell it how many articles you want, and they're going to ask you for your word count and remind you of the price. Let's say we go with 150, 1,500 words, excuse me. And they'll say, what's your title or concept? Okay. And it's not required, so you can give them a title or they'll create one for you. Then, which, let me just say this, I always create my title. I'm not always a fan of the titles that they create personally. All right. Website or target audience. Remember, when we talk about traffic, you've got to know who your audience is, right? So you can give them your URL here. You can tell them about your audience here. All right. Suggested keywords. Okay, so if you're going to create an article, you've got to know what the keyword that you're targeting is, the writing style, okay? And then lastly, which is something that they just recently added, which is super helpful, is American English or British English. Why this is super helpful is because it used to only be British English, and that's what you would get. And then you would get the article, and then you'd still have to go through it, read it, and change a couple of the little British things like flavor, if you use that word, or color, that's spelled with an O-U-R. And here in America, they only spell it with an O-R. It was easy for me because I grew up in a British country, and so I know British English and I know American English, so I could always make that change. And then lastly, a project brief. If you've got more that you want to tell them, you can here. So that's how you would order blog writing or even copywriting with Fat Joe. So guys, here's what I want to tell you. I know it might be scary to spend this money. Okay. I am a seasoned SEO. I do this, I run an agency. This is who I use. This is who I use. Okay. If I need a quick article done, I'll come here. I do have writers. Sometimes they have a backlog. I'll come here and let Fat Joe write for me. Okay. Likewise, I'll come here all the time and let Fat Joe do blogger outreach and niche edits for me as well. All right. The blogger outreach and the niche edits are very simple to order, just like the content writing. Here, you'll come, you tell it which level you want, and a word count, the anchor text that you want, and then the link that you wanted to point back to. Very simple. You order it, you pay for it, and you're good to go. So would I tell you you should use Fat Joe? Absolutely. Absolutely, 100%. This is something that you should try. If you haven't already, if you haven't, or if you're using another service, give Fat Joe a try. See how they are. I'm telling you, you won't be disappointed. I've yet to be disappointed, and I've been using them for several years. Yet to be disappointed, even in the writing. You can do reviews with the writing. So let's say they write something, which they did for me recently. I had them write 3 articles for me. One of them I did not like. I sent it back to them and said, hey, please rewrite this. This isn't good quality because of this, this, and that. And they're going to rewrite it at no additional cost. So hit the link down below. Go check out Fat Joe today. You won't be disappointed. All right, everybody. Talk to you soon. Bye-bye.